Now in chapter 24, we find another sin of David. And actually, there are not many that will label this a sin. I have called this another sin in the life of David. And in God's sight, it was about as bad as the other, because if you be guilty of one part of the law, you're guilty of all. What he did was he did not believe God, and it's evidenced in this. Verse 1 of chapter 24, "And again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, Go number Israel and Judah. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host which was with him, Go now through all the tribes of Israel." Now, at the beginning, God had David number the people. And that was to encourage him. That was to strengthen him. That was to let him know that there is a great army back of him. Now, that corresponds to what the Lord Jesus said. If a king's going against an enemy, he's going to sit down and figure whether he'll be able to do it or not. And that's what God wants him to do. And friends, that's what God wants you and me to do. Faith is not a leap in the dark. It's not a gamble. Faith is not even a hope-so. Faith is a sure thing. God never asks you to believe something that's not true. Faith rests upon a rock. Our God is a rock, a sure foundation. And he wants you to rest on that. Now, faith, therefore, is not just leaping out into space. But there is a time in your life, my friend, when you need to live and move by faith and recognize you can't do it by your effort or by numbers. And that, unfortunately, the church today has not learned to trust God. And as a result, all the congregational meetings, the spiritual victories are never mentioned. The thing that's mentioned is how much money we got in the treasury, how many we baptized this year, how many members we took in. And if the thing looks pretty good in figures, we consider it's a great spiritual victory, and it might have been the worst thing in the world that could have happened to that church. David sinned in numbering the people here. Why? David now is an old king. David knows that God has put a foundation in under him, and he knows he can overcome the enemy. He didn't need to number these people at all. I think that sometime today, the curse of the church is to have a fella in it that's always figuring up something, always putting it down in black and white, knows nothing about the spiritual victories that we should be having. And that is the thing that David did here. Now God gives him a choice of punishment. David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. I'm reading verse 10. "And David said unto the Lord, I've sinned greatly in that I've done, and now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I've done very foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David, told him, and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in the land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me." Now David's answer here is remarkable. Listen to this. And this reveals that here's a man that did know how to trust God. I've said before, I repeat it, it's important. David's faith failed. It's true. And he committed a sin. But down beneath that faith, there was a faith that never failed. And David did trust God. Listen to him. Verse 14, "And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man." God says here, three things, choose the one. And David didn't choose any one of them. David said to the Lord, he said, "I just don't want to fall into the hand of a man." And that's one of the things that I've always prayed in my ministry. Oh God, never put me in a position where I am subject to a man or man. And fortunately, as I look back on my ministry, God never put me in that position where I had to click shoe leather. I tell you, I feel sorry today for some man in the ministry today that they have to go around licking shoe leather in order to continue. God have mercy on them. Now, David says, I don't want to be subject to man. Let me fall into the hands of God. Oh, he knows how to trust God and how wonderful it is. And you see David doing that. And the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel. That was the thing then that God sent. He says, I just want to fall in the hands of God and I know it'll be all right, even when he punishes you. And friends, in the time of trouble today, when God does discipline us, in whom the Lord loveth, he disciplines, may I say to you, there's a tenderness in it all. And there is a comfort in it all, and there is a blessing in it all. He alone can wipe away the tears. He alone can bind up the brokenhearted. He alone can heal the wounds that are in the heart. Oh, the doctor can sew you up when you've been in an accident. But in these great emotional accidents of life, only the Lord Jesus, my friend, can bind you back up and put you together again. How we need him today on the threshold of our lives. Now we come in the last part of this book here. The last thing is that David now wants to build a temple for the Lord. And verse 18, and Gad came that day to David and said unto him, go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of the Lord, went up as the Lord commanded. And Araunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Araunah went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Araunah said, wherefore is my lord the king come to see his servant? David said, to buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Araunah said unto David, let my lord the king take an offer up that seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice and threshing instruments and other instruments of the oxen for wood. All these things did Araunah as a king give unto the king. And Araunah said unto the king, the Lord thy God accept thee. And the king said unto Araunah, nay, but I'll surely buy it of thee at a price. Now listen to David. Here is a noble thing that David says, and oh, that God's people would learn this today. We say, oh, we shouldn't mention finances in God's work today. Well, I recognize there's an overemphasis on it, and there's too much emphasis probably on that side. But listen to David, my friend. This man Araunah wanted to give him the threshing floor. David said, you can't give it to me. I'm going to pay you for it. Why? He says this, neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. God have mercy on folk today that are taking a spiritual free ride. May I say, pay your way, and God will honor you and God will bless you. Oh, today I find that there are several groups, singing groups, and several pictures that have been made, Christian pictures. They couldn't even pay for these. They couldn't pay the expenses of the singing groups. You know why? God's people wouldn't give. And now they're charging. And they're having to charge, and their people criticizing them, oh, you shouldn't do that. But it's the same crowd that never gave anything. My friend, you can go to the Music Center in Los Angeles. I've never been there, never even been in it, but I'm told it'll cost you $5 to get way up in the balcony where you'd have to have the music piped to you. You're so far away. But people will go hear wonderful Christian music or to a wonderful service, and they're blessed and give nothing. David says, I'll never offer to God that which costs me nothing. And I say, hallelujah, David, you're a remarkable man. In fact, there are very few men like you. Even in this day, David says, I'll never offer to God anything that doesn't cost me something. And David bought the threshing floor. And you know where that threshing floor is? That's where the Mosque of Omar is today. That's where the Temple of Solomon was built. temple of David, because David's the one who paid for the ground, my friend. And here is where the temple is to be built. We'll have to leave right off there today. We'll pick right up there next time, beginning in 1 Kings. I hope you have the notes and outlines, friend. If not, write in right away and ask for your copy.